Here's your instant analysis of Ohio State's 34-24 win over Iowa. Very similar to what took place 2 weeks ago at Northwestern when the Buckeyes went into the locker room at halftime down 20-13, made adjustments, and dominated the second half. Well, they did the same today. Looked very bad in the first half against Iowa, especially defensively, down 17-10 at the half. But Luke Fickell, Everett Withers, Tom Herman, Urban Meyer, they make some adjustments. They come out, they dominate the second half against Iowa, 24-7 in the second half en route to that 34-24 win. Carlos Hyde, the main man there, ride Hyde to victory. They did it again. 24 carries, 149 yards, two touchdowns, and a remarkable 19-yard touchdown run that'll make all the highlight reels. In the last two games, Carlos Hyde, 50 carries, 317 yards, five touchdowns to lead the way on offense. Braxton Miller, much better today than he was at Northwestern. He looked healthier. I won't say he's 100%, but close to it. 22 of 27, 222 yards in the air, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and he rushed for 102 yards today as well. So 324 yards of total offense from Braxton Miller with those two touchdowns and no turnovers today. Big positive step for Braxton Miller. On the defensive side of the ball, that's where it's a bit alarming as the Buckeyes defense continues to give up points, unable to get off the field today on third down. The tight ends of Iowa just ate up the linebackers of Ohio State, as in the first half they really exploited that secondary, especially when Bradley Roby got ejected from the game on a questionable call, as they said he was targeting a player with his helmet, threw him out, 15-yard penalty. That meant Armani Reeves had to come in and play for Bradley Roby. They were already minus Christian Bryant in the safety position, so your two key players on the back end of your defense not there, and Iowa exploited that and had the lead, but the Buckeyes made those halftime adjustments, did just enough defensively in the second half to get the ball back to the offense, and the offense scored on three consecutive possessions to start the second half, took a 31-24 lead, added a field goal late, and then came up with an interception from Tyvis Powell to secure the win. The Buckeyes now 7-0 overall on the season, 3-0 in the Big Ten. That's 19 consecutive victories for Ohio State, second longest winning streak in the history of Ohio State football. They've got Penn State coming into the Shoe next week. Should be a great atmosphere, should be a great game, and the Buckeyes keep their hopes alive, not only for a Big Ten championship, but also for a national championship.